Blog Talk Radio.
Big God, goodbye.
up, boys. I was born up in the tropical. My flow's so thick, it should be laid up in the hospital. Sin was an obstacle, but then I found grace. If you're a producer of sin, when you die, you just play. Hey, he holds my past, my present, and my future. He's more than 12 inches. He's really the ruler. I'm trying to introduce you to the God that's sovereign. This ain't Twitter, but believe me, I follow him. I am his employee. He is my boss. He is the superhero whose cape was the cross. You can't box with God, so why try? You're only gonna put yourself in a hot spot like Wi-Fi. He keeps on calling, but you don't ever call him back. CEO of the universe, yeah, I call him that. Like a bad actor, let him get you out the drama. Bring change to your life, and I ain't talking Obama. Let's give it up for my big, big God. He sits on the throne, he got a big, big job. I'm out of control, cause he is in charge. Let's give it up for my big, big God. Then goodbye to the luck, goodbye to the shame, goodbye to the hurt, goodbye to the pain, goodbye to the storm, goodbye. No more rain, hello to sunshine, hello to your name. When I say who you represent, and your answer is God, but you ain't living right, then your answer is a fraud. You preach a good word, but everybody know you're faking. Like a bad iPhone, we don't see the application. You don't gotta fake it, you can really make it. Take your bad habits to God and let him break it. They used to call me wild, but he changed up my name. Like an arcade machine, he came and changed up my game. I'm satellite radio with the flow. I'm serious, grab the microphone, then I rock. Igneous, Satan had the whole world on lock, deceiving us, but he died and he rose to the top. Genius, truth is, he's too big for my mind to explain him. He don't exist in time because time cannot contain him. But I'm trying to get you to know him before your time's gone, or else you'll end up in a place with hot fire nylon. Let's give it up for my big, big God. He sits on the throne, he got a big, big job. I'm out of control, cause he is in charge. Let's give it up for my big, big God. Now goodbye to the luck, goodbye to the shame, goodbye to the hurt, goodbye to the pain, goodbye to the storm, goodbye. No more rain, hello to sunshine, hello to your name. Goodbye to the luck, goodbye to the shame, goodbye to the hurt, goodbye to the pain, goodbye to the storm, goodbye. No more rain, hello to sunshine, hello to your name. Let's give it up for my big, big God. He sits on the throne, he got a big, big job. I'm out of control, cause he is in charge. Let's give it up for my big, big God. Now goodbye to the luck, goodbye to the shame, goodbye to the hurt, goodbye to the pain, goodbye to the storm, goodbye. No more rain, hello to sunshine, hello to your name.
Isn't it great how much a difference it makes in it? It's a mistake, why would you fall for Abomination is the plan of a man who seeks a man. Ha! So if you believe in God, let me see you dance real hard and crank it like you're large now. Crank that Pentecostal, walk on water with
you. Believe in God, let me see you raise up.
Jesus all day, every day. Welcome back to an explosive One Nation Under God holy hip hop explosion experience coming straight at you. I am Miss Sandra, your host for this afternoon. Again, that was JD. I'm a holla Jesus. Then right before that, I had Seda Man with Flow. Everywhere we go, we're going to represent the body. We're going to represent the Christ. We're going to represent the Father, the Son, the Holy Spirit. Everywhere we go, we ought to be flowing in that order. We ought to be flowing. We ought to be flowing. One nation under God, all three in one. Right before that, I had Richie Righteous, big God. Give it up for my big G-O-D, my Father, my Abba Father. And if you got Abba Father, then you, there's no need for anyone else. There's no need for anything else because he's got all your needs supplied according to his riches and glory. And to start the whole experience off, we had Amatelic with Lecrae featuring Molly Music. And I'm playing songs today, some new, some old. But if you notice, everything has to do with the center point. It has to do with focusing on God. Has to do with making sure that he gets all the glory. He's getting all of the credit. So the songs that I play today, some, you know, some are old, some are new, but the messages that's in the song, that's what I'm talking about today. The topic today is Don't You Forget. It's going to be a good one today. I just want to make sure, you know, I shout out to all my listeners worldwide, whether you're calling in. I see you lighting up on the switchboard. And if you're logging in by way of internet, bless God for you. Shouts out to my apostle, Bishop Eddie O'Long, who's just doing some great things around the world, the international bishop. I love you, Daddy. Mwah. Love you, First Lady. Elder Vanessa Long, who stands by his side, New Birth fam all over. We don't die, we multiply. We're getting ready to dedicate New Birth Knoxville, Tennessee, where Pastor Woods is the pastor. Shouts out to you and the First Lady, First Lady Woods over there. Yeah, I plan to be there in April. Yes, going to celebrate walking in those new doors along right along with you. Like I said, we don't die, we multiply. I tell you, every time I turn around, there's another new birth site being birthed. A to the man. See, when you're doing what God calls you to do, he can't help but multiply you. He said, if you be faithful over few. He didn't say be faithful over few when times are good. Because there's going to be some trials and tribulations, going to be some circumstances and situations where you feel like you want to give up and go and throw in the towel. Like, folk, you know, some, you know, I understood why now Jesus, you know, would go off to pray by himself, you know, him and his Father, you know. He'd go off in the wilderness or the woods or up to the mountain somewhere by himself to pray because church folk will get on your nerve. I see, church folk will drive you into the wilderness. They'll drive you up there on the mountain by yourself between you and God because if you don't, you done did something that you know you're not supposed to do. So I thank God for Jesus who always did the will of his Father and set the example so that we can do that. So shouts out to all the Kingdomites and all those leaders who are doing great things for the kingdom, who are doing it in the way of the kingdom way, in the power of the Holy Spirit. See, you can't do a whole lot of things without any power. So I praise God for those who are endowed with the power of God to do what that only he can do. So you can do all things through Christ that strengthens you. He's talking about the Spirit of God within you to give you the power, the wisdom, and the understanding how to handle everything. So today's topic we're talking about, don't you forget. And before I really get into the crux of everything, I just want to let you know that God is up to something really good. Even my young people out there that are listening, and thank you for your support as well and spreading the word about this show or this experience. God is up to something good. Let me tell you something about how God is. God really wants to bless you real good. He really does. He is excited about taking care of his children. He loves his children. He loves his babies. He loves his children, and there's no greater joy he gets other than, you know, first of all, when someone gets saved and comes into the kingdom of God, of course. But then he loves to take care of his babies real good. He loves to take care of his sons and daughters real good. And he's about to do it. And the word today is don't you forget. And the reason why he's saying that, because he's about to bless you real good. It's about to be overflow. He's about to take care of his people so his people can take care of what needs to be taken care of concerning the kingdom. You can't be broke and keep preaching the good word. People don't want to hear you if you're broke. That's only going to last for a moment. So he's going to take care of his kingdom people. He wants you to flourish. He wants you to be prosperous. And it's not even all about money. He wants you to make sure that you're endowed with the power. Not power, but the power of the Holy Spirit, so that when you go into light, into the darkness of the crevices of the world, you will be that bright shining light. Well, what's the bright shining light? It is the light of the glory of God. It is the power within you to do those things that you never thought you could do. That's why he said all things are made possible in him. He's given you his glory, his power to do those things that man said could never be done. That's why you see people breaking records and doing all stuff that people said that could not be done. Those who are single parents like myself, the statistics say that, you know, half the kids should be in jail, the other half should be on some type of drugs. But I'm a living witness that all three of my girls that I raised, and of course I had help from family. I'm not going to leave family out, but pretty much I was single parent. I got one in college, one on the way to college, and another one that is a sophomore. All of them are doing well. They're all on the academic honor roll. Excuse me, the heck with statistics. Pick up that word of God. It says train the child in the way they should go, and when they're old, they will not depart from it. So if you raise your children according to the word of God, and you raise them with the power of the Holy Spirit, but then God is faithful when you remember his word. To pray the word over you, to speak the word. You're going and doing everything else but speaking the word of God. You're going to get treatment. The child is on all kinds of drugs. You don't know what else to do. You're stressed out. You got one piece of hair left on top of your head, but yet and still you have not picked up that word and put the word, or that's what I did. I raised my kids according to the word. Now that I say every day was sunny, though we had some cloudy and some rainy days, but when I say God says, when they're old, it will not depart. Guess what? That word has to come back and work for your benefit. It has to work in your good. So today, like I said, God is getting ready to unleash, or if he's not already unleashing some stuff that, I mean, it's going to blow your mind, because you're going to know it's only but him. But he says this, don't you forget. Now, what am I talking about? Y'all go to Deuteronomy chapter 8 real quick. And if you don't have a Bible, you can go online, go to BibleGateway.com and type in this, Deuteronomy, the 8th chapter. Now, this is the first part of it, what I'm talking about today, because like I said, God is getting ready to bring you out of some stuff that has been holding you back for years. I'm talking about some stuff that has been held back. I'm talking about some things that you have gone through the process because you said you're going to be like Christ, you're going to do what he said do. But you have to understand to live and to be rich, you got to die to self, because it's not going to be how the world thinks it ought to be. It's going to be the kingdom way. It's going to be God's way. And God says he's going to do it. But he don't want you to forget. Forget what? Let's get into this word real quick. Now, I'm going to start here because I'm not going to read the whole thing, but it had to do with God when he rescued the Israelites, when he brought the Israelites out of Egypt through Moses. And not only that, but they were in 400 years plus of slavery. And then God said, okay, I'm going to release my people now. I hear their hearts. They're starting to repent to me. I need my people delivered. Moses, you're going to go do it. And so, you know, Moses did it. And before they left, God put his hands on Pharaoh and his people. He said, now request whatever you need. Your enemies are going to supply. See, some of y'all are looking for your blessings to come from good people. But God says, this blessing here, your enemy's going to supply it for you, and it's going to be in great abundance. Okay, so he made the multimillionaires before they left Egypt. They took all the plunder from the Egyptians as they begin to move out of Egypt and cross over the Jordan, cross over and go into to the Red Sea and then go over into their promised land. Now, God did that. God did that. Now, this is what he says. Now, God is getting ready to do the same thing for you. Now, you've been crying. You've been wondering when it's going to happen. God getting ready to move on your behalf. But he's saying, don't you forget. Let's pick up at the tenth verse. When you have eaten and are satisfied, praise the Lord your God for the good land he has given you. Be careful that you do not forget the Lord your God, failing to observe his commands, his laws, and his decrees. And it decrees that I am giving you this day. Otherwise, when you eat and are satisfied, when you build fine houses and settle down, and then your herds and flocks grow large, and your silver and gold increase, and all you have is multiplied, then your heart will become proud, and you will forget the Lord your God who brought you out of Egypt, out of the land of slavery. In other words, in today's time, God is saying, when I promote you, when I elevate you, when I give you the green light, when I give you access to hierarchy, when I give you access to people who are in high authority, when your name starts getting put on the billboard, when your name starts getting mentioned worldwide, don't you forget who did it. Don't you get the big head and think that you don't arrive. See, I can't see one thing about me. Okay, I'm going to tell you, I'm going to be honest with you. I'm going to be honest with you for a moment. It's an honest moment from Miss Sandra. One thing I can't stand about leaders, and I'm a leader myself, is that when somebody gives you just a little bit of authority, it gets right to your big old head. See, you need to, sometimes I just want to say, you need to go sit down somewhere because you're not ready. That just shows a sign of your insecurity, and you're not ready to be mature. See, the greatest of the ones in the kingdom is how to learn how to be a great servant. It should not bother. If you see a piece of paper or some tissue on the church floor or the church grounds, it should not hurt your pride to bend down, pick it up, and put it in the trash. If it bothers you that much, that, oh, that's not my job. They got people to do that. I'm not going to do that. You're not ready for leadership. That's just a bunch of pride, and I'm warning you now. You're getting ready to fall. The greatest person in the kingdom is that of a servant. Always has a servant heart, willing to help, willing to serve, however capacity. It should not bother your spirit. If your leader says, okay, we're going to have cleanup day at the church. Everybody bring a broom, bring some vacuum cleaners, and bring some pledge and all this stuff, and we're going to clean up the church for the day. Now, if your mind, if you like, oh, well, I don't do that, that's somebody, I'm not going to be there. I'm not going to come clean up the church. Oh, my God, they got people to do that. If that bothers your spirit, you're not ready for leadership, because leadership will call you to be a servant of excellence. And that means from whether you help clean the church, to help run in the church, to help praying with the intercessors. I mean, come on, somebody. When God says, he said, I'm going to bring you out, don't you forget. Don't you get the big prideful head that you have arrived. Don't forget who has laid his hands on you and bringing you out. Let's keep reading here what it says here. It says, your heart will become proud. You will forget the Lord your God who brought you out of Egypt, out of the land of slavery. He led you through the vast and dreadful desert, that thirsty and waterless land with its venomous snakes and scorpions. See, you was walking through stuff that could have killed you, but his grace and mercy protected you. It said, the Bible says that he protected you from danger seen and unseen. There was stuff coming at you didn't even see that could have taken you out, but he protected you. He said, I was walking with you even through that time, and I protected you. He brought you water out of hard rock. He gave you manna to eat in the desert, something your fathers had never known, to humble and to test you so that in the end it might go well with you. In other words, he said, I'm breaking you now so that you don't get the big head at the end when I really give you the promised land, when I really have you in overflow. You won't sit there when it's time to give $10,000 and knowing you got $100 million in your account and you sitting there trying to hold on to that. No, God is saying give now. If you can't let go of a dollar, then how in the world he going to trust you with $100,000? If you can't let go of $10,000, then how is he going to give you $100 million? He's saying here, he said, don't get the big head. Learn how to give now. Some of you, you can't even give $5 without your face crumping up and crimpling up because you're trying to figure out, okay, oh, they always want my money. They always, you're not ready. You're not ready to be blessed overly and abundantly above because, see, those who have given beyond to the point they ain't got nothing left but God, it's your turn to get blessed. It's your time. Your harvest time is here. But he's saying this, do not forget who is bringing you out. Now, let's continue to keep reading. He said this here. He said, he gave you manna to eat in the desert, something your fathers had never known, to humble and to test you so that it might go well with you. You may say to yourself, my power and the strength of my hands have produced this wealth for me. But remember the Lord your God, for it is he who gives you the ability to produce wealth. And so confirms his covenant, which he swore to your forefathers as it is today. If you ever forget the Lord your God and follow after other gods and worship and bow down to them, I testify against you today that you will surely be destroyed. Let me read that again. I testify, this is God saying, I testify against you today that you will surely be destroyed. Like the nations the Lord destroyed before you, so will be destroyed. So you will be destroyed for not obeying the Lord your God. Today, God is saying be obedient. Be obedient to his word. Be obedient. He said he's the one that's giving you power to get wealth. I remember I used to hear a commercial that came on the radio, and it would say, you want to make sure you join the seminars of the self-made millionaire. You ain't no self-made nothing. He just said here in the word in Deuteronomy 8, God said he equips you with the power to get wealth. He gives you the wisdom, the understanding. He gives you the blueprint and the plan. It is not Illuminati. It is not Rasa, whatever. What's his name? I can't even think of the other one that they worship. It's none of these other gods that give you the wisdom. He said he equips you with the wisdom. He equips you with the power. He equips you with the authority. He's the one that gives you the green light. Don't you forget when you get the big head, because he wants to bless his people mightily. But he's saying, Lysandra, I got to make sure my people don't forget who did it. So when people say, okay, how did you get this? How did you get started? Don't you do it. Don't you stop and not recognize God. Don't you put him on the back burner. Don't you say, well, you can't mention God because it might offend somebody else. You better tell people who did it for you. Don't you get shamed. Don't you back down because you were scared to do business because they don't worship the God that you. See, that's the problem with a lot of us. A lot of people will respect you more if you stand for your God. See, they stand for their God, and they don't change. They mention who they serve, and they ain't changing. So why are you bending down, putting God on the back burner in the back door somewhere, shutting the door and putting a padlock on it when he says, I'm the one that did it. Now, if you don't recognize me and you get the big head acting like you arrived, then surely you will be destroyed. Then people going to see you fall. People going to see you go broke. People going to see you come down. You're going to be out there. Your name's all on billboard lights, but all of a sudden now the darkness is there because you got the big head. God wants to bless his people. Know that he loves you. He wants you to have the best, but he does not want you to get the big head. Now, we're getting ready to get back into some great music, but I just want you to understand that how much God really wants to bless you, how much he really loves you. He really wants to, he's really going to release it. He's really going to release overflow, but he wants to make sure you remain humble and have a servant's heart and remember who did it. It was all God. Don't you sit there and take credit for yourself knowing that you used to be broke, you used to be homeless, you didn't have nothing. You didn't. Men, he's getting ready to bless you with a beautiful wife. Ladies, he's getting ready to bless you with that beautiful husband. Don't you put them people before him. Before, you was going to church, you were doing all kinds of stuff to please God. Then you get you a man or you get you a woman, and then nobody don't see you no more. And you done got all tied up in your person, your man or your woman, and nobody sees you. God don't even, you don't even worship God like you used to. You don't even meet with him. He's saying, don't you forget when I bless you with the best. Don't you put those people before me. And so I'll be back with the story of the 10 lepers. Oh, my God, my God, my God. But we're getting ready to get into this next track right here. I'm going back a little bit with Jay and Incredible. So hold tight. I'll be right back in a few.
That's who we should.
Under God. Again, I'm Miss Sandra, your host for this afternoon's Holy Hip Hop Explosion Experience. That was none other than Ken Jones with All Day Jesus featuring Erica Combo. And then right before that, I had Incredible. I tried to say that I-N-C-R-E-D-I-B-L-E. Yep, that's who we be. Yep, that's who we be. Yeah, okay, wait a minute. No, I'm gonna leave that to Jay. That was Jay with Incredible. I love that song. Again, all the songs that I'm playing is making sure that God is the center focal point, that his son Jesus Christ is represented every day 100% all the way. And before I get back into what we were talking about, don't you forget, remember, God is getting ready to blow your absolute mind. He wants to show himself strong. His glory is hovering, and he's getting ready to unleash some stuff that we ain't never heard nor seen of before. But you're going to know it's God. You're going to say, it was nobody but God. He's saying, don't you forget. He's warning you now, before everything is unleashed, to bless you, to elevate you, to promote you, to restore you, to renew you, to bring you up higher, to set that ministry ablaze, to bless you with a beautiful husband or a beautiful wife. Don't you forget. Don't you get the big head. Don't you act like you don't need him no more. That's what happened with some of the Israelites when he brought them out. They forgot. They started murmuring, complaining. They was ready to go back to slavery. They was ready to go back across the Red Sea and go back to Egypt. And God said, oh, you wicked people, your mindset. Have you forgotten what I've done for you? I have fed you. I have clothed you. I made sure your clothes and your sandals didn't wear out. I was a cloud by day and a pillar by night, a pillar of fire by night. And yet when you was thirsty, I gave you something that, how in the world a water come out? How in the world a water come out some rock? How it come out some? You saw some things that you know you ain't never seen before. Could you? I said, Lord, I wish I could see that, where you walking and you see, look up and you see God following right along with you, and at night you see him there as a pillar of fire. But and then yet and still, after all of that, all that he did for them, they forgot. Matter of fact, when Moses went up in the mountains to do the commandments, he came back. They had built other gods. They had built gods of Baal and was worshiping other gods. Their hearts became wicked in turn. And that's what he's saying. When you get blessed, when he unleashes it for you, when he gives you favor in the entertainment world, some of y'all have been called into the entertainment world, people. He's saying, don't you forget who did it. Don't you start worshiping the Illuminati and all them and then forget, and then you scared to bring up the name of Jesus Christ. That's why he put you there, so that you can be that light, that witness. He did not put you in there to blend in. You're going to stand out loud. He said, be like a light on a hill. Don't you take your light, your big light, and try to put it under a bushel because you're outnumbered. No, they'll respect you more for the standing, and for the standing for God, for Christ. See, the problem is, a lot of times when we're faced with so many and there's only one of us, we sit there and we're trying to side or blend in, but God is calling us out. He's calling us to be that salt. He's calling us to be that light unto a world of darkness. And so I speak boldness into you today. And the only way you can get that, for one, you got to be saved. Now, there's all kinds of boldness you can get. You know, some people use weapons to threaten people or whatever, but I'm not talking about that. I'm talking about having the Son, having Jesus Christ in your life. And if you don't know him today, now is the right time. Forget all this, you know, you still clubbing, you still drinking, you still having sex, and you still shooting your arms up with drugs, and you're still prostituting, and how in the world could God accept you like that and give you a chance to get your act together? Let me tell you something. That church folk that say that, God say, come as you are. Look, he says, look, I died. While you were still out there doing all that crazy stuff, I gave my one and only Son to die for you. So he's already taking care of that. I'm waiting on you so that I can send you, I can clean you up with my spirit, with my love, set you straight so that you can go out here and be a disciple for Christ, so you can win souls for the kingdom. That's what he's waiting on. He's waiting on you. You talking about trying to get your son. He's waiting on you to say, come on as you are. He don't care how many tattoos you got. He don't care how many earrings in your ear, nose, all this. You might have spiked hair, and it may be purple, red, green, and orange. He don't care nothing about that. He loves you. He loves you. Maybe you ain't hear that again. He loves you. I don't care what other people have said to you. God, G-O-D, loves you, and he wants you to be part of the kingdom family. You do not have to go put a doily on your head. You don't have to go and wear a long skirt. That has nothing to do. God loves you, but in order to have a relationship with him, you must accept his son, Jesus Christ. Now, this is a faith walk. This here is a faith walk. And you say, well, I'm not into religion and all that. Well, neither is he. God isn't into religion either. He's into relationship. Let's get that squared away. He's not into religion. He's into relationship. And so he wants to build a relationship with you through love. And he wants to build a relationship through faith. And if you accept his son, Jesus Christ, the one who has died for your sins, and on the third day he rose, and now he's seated at the right hand of the Father, he's interceding and praying for you. Some of you don't realize Jesus is constantly praying for you. You are consistently on his mind. You're saying, well, how can one man be on the other? He's not a man. See, you have to understand he came in the form of a man, but his work is finished. I don't understand why people are still hanging around the cross. Jesus is not there. Jesus is sitting up at the right hand of the Father. Why are you still at the cross? The work is done. It's finished. Ain't coming back no more. What you need to do is take the risen power and put it on the inside of you. Put the Holy Spirit, the risen power, the same power that raised him from the dead. Because, see, if you're still at that cross, you're saying that there's some dead situations here. No, God, Jesus is not even there. Jesus did that. He said, that's done. He said, you know, at the cross, I remember singing that. Where I first saw the light, okay, that's fine, but don't stay there. Because, see, Jesus is going on. He's like, look, I need you to take me out into the world. Take my word. Take the good news. Tell them what I did for them. Bring the salvation out to the king, out to the people in the world. Be that light. And so I'm telling you today, I'm coming by you to you through the airways, but I'm letting you know I'm being a light across the internet, launching worldwide, that he loves you. Again, he ain't about religion. Let's just reprogram my mind about that. He is about relationship. He don't care what background you done came from. It's about relationship, and his love for you has never changed. And so today is a great day to accept him. And if you believe that in your heart and you confess it with your mouth that Jesus Christ is Lord and Savior, and you believe that he died and he rose on the third day, and now he is seated at the right hand of the Father. If you believe that, if you say, yes, I believe it, and I accept Jesus Christ as my Lord and Savior, guess what? You're saved. Guess what? You're saved. In that moment, now, you're saved. You're saying, well, I don't feel no different. I feel like I'm still sitting here smoking my cigarette and listening to you, and I'm drinking my gin and juice. I don't feel no different. I don't feel no, but just know that, like I said, it's by faith. Some of you might have had an instant change. Some people may take a process, but know that God is with you. Know that you are saved. Now, the thing about it is, it's not just enough to get saved. You need to get discipled. Miss Sandra says you need to get discipled. You need to get connected. Make sure you pray. Now you take a moment and pray and say, Lord, Miss Santa said, I need to get connected. I need to be in church. I need the television ain't just going to do. She said, I need to get connected. I need to be under good leadership. I need to get discipled. I need to be connected in fellowship with some other believers to build my faith up. So I'm praying to you to lead me to where I'm supposed to go. I don't know where I'm going. I ain't been in church in 20 years. I need to know where I'm going. Or I used to be in church, and I need to go back. So show me where I'm supposed to go so that I can grow, and I'm going to stick with it this time. So pray about it. Allow him to lead you where you're supposed to go. There are some great kingdom places to go here. If you're in the ATL metro area, we've got all kinds of great new births around. New Birth Lithonia, where the leader is Apostle Eddie O. Long. We've got New Birth Metro, Pastor Kennedy, all kinds of great churches. If you're up there in the Smyrna area, we have Apostle B. Dwayne Harden. We've got Bishop Dale Brunner. I mean, just pray. It's all kinds of wonderful, wonderful kingdom-based churches that are doing some great and phenomenal things for the kingdom of God. So pray. That's all I'm going to tell you. Pray and be led where to go. Amen. But I know he ain't leaving you just to be right there at the TV. He wants you to come out that TV, put some clothes on, and get yourself to a Bible-based kingdom church where he's leading you. Not where friends want you to go, but where he's leading you. Amen. Now, let's get back into the word real quick. Now, remember what I told you. Today's topic is don't you forget. And again, he's going to bless you exceedingly abundantly above, but he wants you to remember always who is doing it all for you. Now, let's read this story here about 10 heals of leprosy. And this story here has to do with there were 10 lepers, and they cried out to Jesus. They was like, Lord Jesus, have mercy. Now, if anybody know anything about it, you study about leprosy. Leprosy, you know, was just a ghastly disease that just it took body parts off people. It caused all kinds of sores. I mean, you almost like deformed a person. And when you had leprosy, you had to declare that you were leprous and you were outside. You could not go into town where regular people were. You were outcast. You were outcast. You were out of the fellowship of people. You were an outcast. They did not want you to come up in. Where you was. If you did, you were threatened almost to be stoned or killed some type of way. So if you were a leper, you had to announce that you were a leper, and then you had no rights. All almost like all of your citizenship, all of your privileges were taken and stripped of you because you were unclean. And so therefore you were not welcomed into being fellowship around normal people. But Jesus passed by. Somebody say Jesus passed by. He said he was on his way to Jerusalem. It says now on his way to Jerusalem. He said he wasn't preparing. It says now on his way to Jerusalem, Jesus traveled along the border between Samaria and Galilee. As he was going into a village, 10 men, somebody say 10 men who had leprosy met him. They stood at a distance. See, they stood at a distance because they knew they were unclean and they knew they could not come near anyone that was whole and clean. But they knew that was Jesus, though. They said, but they looked in the distance. They stood in the distance because that's what they were used to. Because they had leprosy. They were outcasts. And it said, called out in a loud voice, Jesus, Master, have pity on us. In other words, they were like, look here, we know this thing about to take us out. We can't come in. We can't go to no restaurants and sit down and eat with normal people. Every time I turn around, a piece of my body is falling off. This thing hurts. I don't even recognize. I don't even know who we are anymore. Have some mercy on. You know what kind of disease this is? I don't want to be an outcast no more. Have mercy. Take some pity on us, Jesus. Don't nobody else show us no favor, no kindness, no nothing. I just want to be whole and normal again. Have some mercy on. Now, there were 10 of them, 10. It was 10 of them who had leprosy. All of them cried out to Jesus and said, have mercy on us. Jesus heard them now. Jesus heard them. And he said, when he saw them, he said this, go, show yourselves to the priest. And as they went, they were cleansed. He said, go, show yourself to the priest. In other words, there was no healing that had transpired physically at that moment. He said, go, which means he gave them a command of faith, go. Now, they didn't even hesitate to say, well, wait a minute, I still have my arms about to fall off. I still have swords. What do you mean, go? You're not going to lay hands? He didn't even lay hands on them. He saw them. He said, go, show yourself to the priest. In other words, they had to show themselves to the priest in order for the priest to allow them back into the comforts of being around other people. Because, like I said, they were outcasts. They were no longer citizens. They had to look at everything from a distance outside the realm. Now, he said, go show yourself to the priest. And as they were going, they were cleansed. And so their faith in moving forward had given them to be able to be cleansed by based off what the words of Jesus Christ and what he said to them. Now, on their way, they were cleansed. Now, there was 10 of them that went. 10 of them got healed. Only one came back. And the leper came back, and he said, or the one that used to be a leper said, wait a minute, I got to go back here. He says, one of them, when he saw he was healed, came back. One of them that saw he was healed came back praising God in a loud voice. He threw himself at Jesus' feet and thanked him, and he was a Samaritan. Oh, Jesus. Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. Why is it that 10 got healed? Only one had the common sense to come back. Not only did he come back, but said he was praising God with a loud voice, fell down at Jesus' feet, began to worship him. And it was a Samaritan. Now, if you know anything about Samaritans, Samaritans do They are not into, you know, worshiping Jesus Christ. He said, how is it that a stranger came back? Listen here. All right, kingdom people, let me break this down. God is going to do some crazy stuff, some stuff that we ain't never heard of before, that it's not even humanly possible. He about to heal folk. He about to return eyes to folk, ears. We're going to see some stuff. Doctors going to document. They're going to try to figure out how this person been dead for 4 or 5 days and they come back to life. It's just going to be some stuff. And he's saying, don't you forget what I've done for you. It was 10 lepers. He healed all 10. He said, go show yourself to the priest so that way you can get all your rights, your benefits and stuff back as a citizen. You will know, you will no longer have to be treated as an outcast. You can come in now. You can go to them restaurants. You sit down, have a piece of fish with your boys again and have, you know, something to drink, some oranges or something, and a biscuit or something like that, a cheese butter biscuit or something like that. Just show yourself to the priest. You can get you a job now. You ain't got no excuse. Take care of your family and your children, and then you can get you a job working again. Go show yourself to the priest. But one of them, on the way, noticed that he was already healed. Came back praising God with a loud voice, fell to his feet and worshiped. And then Jesus said here, but wait a minute. Jesus asked, were not all 10 cleansed? Where are the other 9? Was no one found to return and give praise to God except this foreigner? Then he said to him, rise and go, your faith has made you well. So not only did this one that came back was already healed, but he said, your faith has made you well. In other words, he said, now you are made whole. You got a little bit extra than the ones that left, and they just got cleansed. They just got cleansed and healed. But I'm restoring you all the way inside out. You're not only healed from leprosy, but I've healed you inside out of everything. So that means probably this man went not only was healed of leprosy, but he's probably flowing in everything that he needed to walk in financially, spiritually, economically. He probably started thriving. And so God is saying to us today, don't be like the other 9 when God begins to bless you and bring you out and elevate you and promote you, and you looking around knowing that it's nobody but him, but you can't even come back to say thank you. When people ask you, how did that happen, you need to open up your mouth and say, it was nobody but God. It was God. I praise him the way I do because it was God. That Samaritan was thankful before he even went. Before he went to recognize man, he came back and recognized God. He came back and recognize the Son of God who healed him. He said, you the only one that came back? You the only one. Be like that one that came back. Be like that one that praised God loudly when he brings you out. Don't you forget who did it. Don't you forget who has healed you. Don't you forget who made your family whole again. Don't you forget who brought you out of debt. Don't you forget who blessed you with a wonderful job. Don't you forget who gave you a car after 3 or 4 repos. Don't you forget who gave you another house after 2 or 4 closes. Don't you forget who blessed your ministry when you only had 2 people sitting on the pew, and then all of a sudden he brought in the fish. Don't you forget and get prideful and preach a word, and it's all about yourself. Don't you forget who has promoted you. Don't you forget who gave you money for your businesses to flourish. Don't you forget who took your business international. Don't you forget and run off with the other 9 and forget to praise God for who has blessed you from the beginning. He is getting ready to blow your mind. Get ready. Matter of fact, forget get ready now. Just be in your now, not your past, not your future, but enjoy the moment of now, because I'm telling you, he's unleashing stuff. But he just wanted me to bring this word today. Tell him, don't they forget who did it. Don't they forget and get the big head and get prideful and run off thinking that it was them. Don't they forget to pick up a piece of paper off the floor if it's on the church floor. Don't you forget maybe to get a broom and sweep up some trash if it's laying there in the bathroom to help out. Don't you forget to keep showing up to prayer meetings and prayer vigils. Don't you forget to be on time somewhere. I don't understand that about, oh, Lord Jesus. I'm very passionate about leadership and me being a trainer, a lot of times training other supervisors and training other employees, one thing I'm a stickler about is time. Don't waste my time. Be if you can. If you look here, if you're gonna be in leadership and you're gonna lead people, be on time to something. Don't sit here and expect your people to be there on time and you come in 40, 50 minutes late like it's not an issue. Be on time for stuff, people. I'm not saying that to fuck you out, but I understand the cost of what leadership it entails, and one of them is time. People don't like their time to be wasted, so don't you waste theirs just because you just leave on prepare. A good leader prepares ahead of time. A good leader makes sure everything is in order beforehand to prepare just in case something has to switch at the last minute. A good leader makes sure they're timely and time efficient and has good time management skills. And a good leader always continues to be teachable. If you're a leader and in position and you don't like to be teachable, then, oh, what can I say? Maybe you're not ready for leadership. Love you so much. I'm saying this because I love you, and I want God to do everything that he promised you. I want him to unleash doors like never before, but I don't want you to end up shutting them closed because you forgot who did it. You forgot, and you messed around and arrived and thought that the title belongs to you. Just look, I'm LaSandra J. Hardy. Just call me that. Just don't do it out of disrespect. I'm LaSandra J. Hardy. You ain't got to put minister on it. You ain't got to put no other title. Just LaSandra J. Hardy, because that's how God talked to me. He say, LaSandra. And then if I know I did something, he'd be like, Miss LaSandra J. Hart, oh, God, what did I do? So let's not get too caught up in titles. Let's not get caught up in ourselves when God is unleashing those things and giving you access that you never thought you could have possible. He's going to say, he said he promised you he's going to make your name great, but just remember who did it. I just bless you today for this moment in time and this explosion. Thank you so much again for continuing to support this experience, this show. You can always follow me on the show. Just go on to blogtalkradio.com/legacy-leader. Make sure you become a follower of the show. Make sure you continue to tweet, retweet, and put a hashtag on it. You can put hashtag legacy leader, however you want to do it. You can follow me on Twitter at legacy_Lever, and you also can become friends with me on Facebook.com, LaSandra J. Hardy. What an awesome word. I'm holding myself accountable because God is doing some amazing things, and I shared this testimony a few weeks ago where I received a letter in the mail where God they erased my debt of $11,627.37. Erased. Not reduced, but erased. Forgiven off my record. And so I thought it was all God. What's going on with the radio show and how the listeners are continuing to grow. All God. Numbers I have never seen before. But I'm not caught up on the number. I'm like, God, more and more people are hearing about you. More and more people are hearing about how to get saved and disciple through Jesus Christ. More and more people are getting delivered from religiosity mindsets and me realizing that it's all about relationship. Let us come out of religion that has torn us apart for so long, and let's develop relationship. Because the one thing that's going to bind us all together is not only just unity, but love. Love, L-O-V-E, because why? God is love. And everything else is going to fail and fade and pass away. But love will stand the test of time. It will be here. And that's what's going to keep you, and that's what's going to cause you to continue to keep standing is love. Love you very much. Remember to always love hard, love strong, and love on purpose. I'm ending today's show with a little bit of Jordan Armstrong with Alibi. And he's saying here, Jesus is his alibi. Jesus is the one who he, you know, represents. Jesus is the one who has blessed him and brought him this far, and that's how it should be. Remember Jesus Christ at all times. That's why I played all day Jesus. That's why I've been playing songs to remind you who did it and who's the forefront, who should be forefront. You should not put anything or anyone before God. God is a jealous God, and he even said, if you begin to do these things, and he's warning us. He said, if you begin to do these things where you become prideful and arrogant and mistreat people and you don't pray no more, you don't recognize him no more, you don't fast no more, you don't submit anymore because you think you have arrived, because you think you've self-made yourself, God says he's going to destroy you. He's going to bring, God said this. I didn't say it. Nobody, he said, I'm going to destroy you. I'm going to shut doors down. I'm going to bring you down myself. Because nobody's going to come and take over my position. He is God and God alone. He's a jealous God. So just remember that, yes, he's going to bless you. Yes, he loves you. Yes, he's got great and wonderful things. For there's a great expected door open for you. And yes, there's many adversaries in front of it, but he's saying proceed, go forward. He's got you. It's already unleashed. Your now is already unleashed. Your now is already unleashed. Praise him in advance and don't stop praising. Don't stop praying because now everything is turning around for your good and everything is going well with you. And then you stop praying and then you put Jesus on the shelf. And those who are getting ready to go off to college, don't you sit there and put Jesus on the shelf while you go booty shake at a party and drink up stuff. And you know, you first of all, you ain't even 21 yet. And you sitting here just drinking and smoking bud and all that other stuff. Excuse you. I got to say, take him wherever you go. Remember, you didn't even know how you was going to make it to college, and he made a way for you. How dare you take it and you put him on the shelf. Recognize who he is today. Don't be one way during the week and another way on Sunday. Look, I've been there, done that, went through. I wish I had kept Jesus with me all the time. But I was a hard-headed somebody, went to college and forgot all about it. I went to the parties. Look, I was one of the best dancers on the floor. You couldn't tell me nothing. Okay, since God danced when they turned the lights on, off, and the devil was still getting down when they turned the lights on. So, you know what, look, if nothing wrong with sometimes, you know, if you want to, you know, do something, a little something, because y'all know you're young, but do it in order. Remember, you're being there to be a witness and a light. Doesn't mean that you have to sit there and walk around beating people upside the head with the Bible. No, be a living demonstration. Just remember, I always tell people this. Jesus never leaves you. He's always there with you. So if what you're about to do, will Jesus approve? Because he's standing right there with you. That's something to think about. Think about that the next few days. If you're getting ready to do something, will Jesus approve? Because he's right there with you while you're doing it. Will it bring him pleasure? Will it glorify him? Will it glorify his Father, which is in heaven? He said, let your light shine before men so that they may see and know and your good works and glorify God, the G-O-D, which is in heaven. So everything you do, just remember God should get the glory. God should get all of the credit. He's a jealous God. Don't put yourself or anyone else before him. Tell it. Tell it everywhere you go. Testify. That's what he wants you to do. Tell them how good he is. Tell them about Jesus Christ. Tell them, offer them salvation. And then let them see the light inside of you. You be a light and shining armor unto the world. God bless you. I'll be back next week on next Tuesday with the one Real Talk Relationships. I love you. Have a blessed and awesome week. Let's, again, end this show today with Alibi. Miss Sandra loves you. Mwah.
That's okay, I'm glad I know. I got a friend up above. No matter what I do, he be showing me love. And no, I ain't stunned. No, I ain't fake. Listen to that song, I show you what it takes. Yeah. If you wanna know how to let it show, open up your heart and just let it flow. I'm here to tell you something you need to know. I'm feeling so alive, got me sitting high. They wonder why I'm so fly. This is just my alibi, 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 alibi. See me riding by, or catch me when I'm live. They be wondering why I'm so fly. Cause he's my alibi, 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 alibi. Can't nobody stop the fly. You can find me on that level. You can see it in my eyes. Paper stacking like some Legos. Can't nobody shut the door. Baby, it just keep on coming. Let the water keep on running. Overflowing me with sunny days. And the love you give just makes my troubles go away. Sometimes I don't even know what kind of words to say. So I wrote a little song for you to see what the song could do. If you wanna know how to let it show, open up your heart and just let it flow. I'm here to tell you something you need to know. Yeah, yeah. If you wanna know how to let it show. hands up in the air.
Up in the air.
For the second time, say oh yeah.
Oh yeah.
Now everybody put your hands up in the air. Feeling so alive, got me sitting high, and they wonder why I'm so fly.